This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Once students in the Galesburg School District get back from holiday break, they'll get a chance to experience what's called augmented reality through Google Expeditions. Google is bringing the augmented reality program to District 205 starting January 4th for a few days, and it's kind of a big deal, so we're talking about it tonight with Matt Jacobson, the District Technology Curriculum and Professional Development Coordinator for District 205. Matt, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
I'm happy to join you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you. I guess, first of all, I didn't even know, although I should know better by now, I didn't know Google had a thing called Google Expeditions. Tell me a little bit about that part of this first.
Sure. Google Expeditions has been around for a few years, sort of in an experimental phase since about, I believe, about 2015.
Okay.
And then recently it has come to the forefront with the wide array of virtual reality viewers that are available, Google's own Daydream, along with several other devices. And that consumer market has begun to grow a little bit, but there's also another aspect to this called augmented reality. So if you think of virtual reality as strapping on goggles and putting the cell phone in front of the goggles and that sort of thing,
Yeah. That
sort of immerses the student in a completely different world. What we're going to be working with in the spring is augmented reality. And augmented reality is really taking a device like a cell phone or a tablet, pointing its camera out into the world, and a teacher can place virtual objects into a classroom environment.
Wow.
So that rather than being sort of trapped in that virtual world, kids instead can collaborate and discuss what they see through the camera lens on this device.
How does that work? How are teachers going to be able to do that?
There is a special application that they will have.
There's an app for that, of course.
there's an app for that. It will be brought to Galesburg by Google representatives. They will bring the devices. It's basically, if you think of a cell phone on a selfie stick,
mm-hmm.
Teachers will launch an app that will allow them to place these virtual objects. So let's say we're doing a unit on volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher can place an animated volcano virtually in the space inside their classroom, and students hold the phone on the selfie stick and sort of look around the room to search and find the volcano.
Okay.
And once they find it and they all key in on it, the teacher can tap a button on the app on their device, read a script about, you know, here's a volcano, you can see the magma rising within the volcano, and they tap another button and they make the volcano erupt. And then they can talk about, okay, when magma hits the Earth's atmosphere, it's called lava. How does it change when it hits the atmosphere and things like that? And kids can see that happening on the device they're holding out in front of them and talk about what changes they see.
Wow, that's amazing. So I was going to ask what made District 205 interested in this, but I think it sounds to me like it kind of speaks for itself here. This is amazing.
Precisely. I've been interested in bringing this to Galesburg for about a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up for the Expeditions pilot program when it was only using the VR, the virtual reality, the goggle part. They have a contraption called Google Cardboard, which makes that very low cost. But when AR came up, I resubmitted our application, and quite surprisingly, about a week ago, I got a mysterious email from Google saying, "Hey, we'd like to come to your school." And I said, "Yes, please." And we started they were going to come to one school, and I said, well, you know, we have lots of schools. Could you come to a couple of schools? And both of our middle schools jumped right in, Churchill Junior High and Lombard Middle School jumped right in, and never quite being satisfied with enough is enough, I said, you know, we happen to have, you know, five elementary schools and a high school. Would you be willing to come to those? And they said, well, let's see what we can work out for a schedule. And so I think we've developed a workable schedule that will pretty much cover all of our K-8 buildings over the course of 4 days, January 4, January 5, January 8, and January 9. I'm trying to negotiate them to return to bring that in, that experience to our high school students as well.
That's amazing. And hopefully that works out, that you're able to take this to GHS too. So how will this work in terms of classroom time, and maybe how'd you get teachers on board with this?
Sure. So I've gone around and met with all of our K-8 principals and some of their teachers. And so what they do, teachers in advance select from an array of lessons that are ready made. And they say, we want to do the volcano lesson or the Da Vinci's inventions lesson or look at the cell floor, the seafloor or what have you. There are dozens of options they can select from. With the administrators, I develop a schedule. The teachers, on the day of the visit, the teachers go to a 30-minute training before students arrive in how to use the app and the devices. Then students or teachers bring their students to one of two rooms. Google brings in all the devices, all the apps. They also bring in their own router, Wi-Fi routers, and they set up a private network.
Okay.
So there will be two rooms back-to-back or across the hall from one another. And teachers will bring their kids into one or the other of these two rooms. The teachers will teach a lesson or read a script and take the students through the activity in about a 25 to 30-minute rotations. So once they're done with the volcano lesson, that group will go back to class, and a different teacher will bring another group in. And so we'll just kind of rotate them in and out of these sessions all day long.
Okay.
Experiencing a variety of different educational activities, science, social studies, mathematics. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. In the broader sense, Matt, now that I'm thinking of this, are teachers in general, at least in the district, but I joke that sometimes there are still some of us in radio that are still pretty technology adverse, that aren't really comfortable with adapting to change. Are most teachers on board with things like this now, or do some still struggle with it maybe more than others?
Well, I think as the person who trains teachers in how to use technology, if they didn't struggle, I'd be out of a job.
Good point.
So, to be quite honest, you know, there's always going to be different levels of embracing new ideas and new technologies, and so we offer opportunities like this to teachers who want to come on board. And we I think we have a growing number of teachers who get excited and embrace new technology and new ways of engaging students, new ways of looking at, hey, after I'm done with school, how could I use this information in the real world?
Yeah.
And that... I think as we see more opportunities like these being available, we see a greater and growing buy-in.
All right.
So I'm really excited about bringing Google here. Google seems really excited about coming here. So I hope that we can continue this and grow that that base of innovation as the years unfold.
All right. And with that, I am out of time. So we look forward to seeing this the Google Expeditions AR Pioneer program when it comes to Galesburg here at the beginning of the year. Matt Jacobson, District Technology Curriculum and Professional Development Coordinator for District 205. Thanks so much. Best of luck with this, and happy holidays to you.
And happy holidays to you, Will. Thanks for this opportunity.
Matt Jacobson on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Cameron has sports, and we have business news coming up on WGIL.